last Saturday, we reported that we responded to a domestic disturbance about 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon in the 2400 block of Jaguar, where a male subject had been stabbed and ultimately succumbed to those injuries. That was Raymond Jose Lockett of Bryan. Today, we made an arrest on that case and arrested a lady named Inez Busby of Bryan for that murder. Murder is a first-degree felony. It's usually punishable about 5 to 99 years in prison, if convicted.
The relationship between Ms. Busby and Mr. Lockett?
She's known him for several years, but has only recently moved in about 3 weeks ago as a roommate.
And the circumstances of what happened?
As far as the details are concerned, we're not going to discuss those because I don't want to hurt the chances on a jury trial. But some of her statements were inconsistent with the evidence, which led to her arrest.
In recapping the first news release after the homicide occurred, it was reported that officers responded to the domestic disturbance and Ms. Busby was at the residence at the time officers arrived?
Correct. She was there at the time. They did interview her that evening. At that time, they didn't feel like they had, they didn't feel comfortable with arresting her at that moment. They wanted to seal up some details. They then talked to her a subsequent time. Statements changed, and then they were still inconsistent with the evidence, which gave them enough to obtain an arrest warrant on her for murder.
What sort of item was Mr. Lockett stabbed with?
It was a knife.
The size or some sort of visual description?
I'm not privy to that information. It didn't describe that in the statement, but and plus that would be details that we would not want to discuss.
Was it recovered?
Yes. There were several knives that were recovered.
The nature of the disturbance, if that's been determined?
Again, those are details that I'll allow you to discuss on your own. They are kind of referred to in the probable cause statement, but I don't want to jeopardize a jury panel.
And the investigation continues?
Yes. They will still continue to test some of the evidence and send some things off to the labs. So that investigation is still ongoing.